Hi, everybody.
Is that enough?
Okay. All right, so. It actually asked it to show this, it just decided it wanted to, sorry. I'm at its mercy. Sucks. Okay, I hope everybody's doing okay. I stayed up later than I should have, but it was an interesting and an historic night, so I don't feel so bad. We good? Any questions, anything? Okay, all right. Let's see. So we left off last time. We were talking about algorithms and such. And we were practicing executing some algorithms of our own on solving some particular problems. So I think what I'll do is I'll do two clicker questions, one about algorithms and then one trying again to find the remainder of a sum of numbers. And by the end of today, we'll talk about some different ways of solving that problem. So let's start off with what's an algorithm? So I'm giving five choices here. All the ones that are not algorithm have correct answers that sound like algorithm. So if you know, once you figure out what the right one is, click on it. But you can also see if you can figure out what the other ones are supposed to be. Anybody need a minute or two to get your clicker going?
Yes.
All set? Okay, all right. All right, we good? Five, four, that's not a four. Four, three, two, one, stopping. All right, choice A says, a pseudoscience theory concerned with plotting physical, emotional, and intellectual cycles. Does anybody know what that one is? It was probably more of a fad before you were born, but there was a thing called biorhythms. Anybody look at biorhythms? There was a time in the 70s when people thought, oh, if you just figure out the number of days since you were born, every 28 days you hit an emotional peak, every 31 days you hit a physical peak. Anyway, people would make their little biorhythm charts that would tell them when different things were going to happen. I think it was pseudoscience. All right. B is a strategy for solving a problem. What's that? That is algorithm. Right. All right. So is that what people put by and large? By and large. All right, C, the number of times you can divide a number by 2 before you get 1 or less. Anybody know what that is? So if you have a number like 1,024, you can divide it in half once to get 512, once to get 256, once to get 128, once more to get 64, once more to get 32, then 16, 8, 4, 2, 1, we're done. So 1,024, you can divide it in half 10 times before you get down to a number that's 1 or less. And that's because 10 is the what of 1,024?
Logarithm.
That's right. The base 2 logarithm in particular. All right. So if you're wondering what a logarithm is, because you were wondering what an algorithm is, and now you know that, a logarithm is that. It's the number of times you can divide something by a constant before you get down to 1 or less. All right, Annie Lennox's band. Anybody know that? I'm sad if all these things end up being references to too long ago. Eurythmics. Sweet dreams are made of bees. All right. E, a complex beat pattern common in African music. I forget this one, actually. No, it's got rhythm in it. They all have rhythm in it, right? It was biorhythm, algorithm, logarithm, eurythmics. There's a theme. Oh, I know. I remember what it is. That wasn't it. Africana rhythm? You just made that up. Polyrhythm. It's a complex pattern, beat patterns that are like multiple different beat patterns laid on top of each other. It's called polyrhythm. I will not demonstrate one because I am very, very white. All right. So the next question takes us back to what we did at the beginning of class last time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you a matrix of 25 numbers, three-digit numbers, and you have A, B, C, D, E, five choices. And the choices correspond to the different possible remainders when you divide the sum of all those numbers by 5. Okay, and so just like last time, you'll try. And I'll just remind you what happened last time. Last time, it took. We were done after about 2 minutes and 49 seconds, and about a little more than half the class said that the remainder of that list was 1, and about a quarter of the class said it was 2. So there wasn't a lot of agreement. And it took a fair amount of time. So we're going to try to beat that score, if we can. All right. Is everybody ready? Be primed and ready to go. Okay, starting. There we are. Six people each. All right, we're at the 2-minute mark. All right, is anybody left still? Okay. Say when you're done. I'll press the stop button. Done, stop. All right, 2:35. So we didn't save much time. Ow. All right, so let's look at what the distribution was. Still a bit slumpy, but half the people thought B. That was the modal response. And about a third thought C. That's too bad, because I thought A. Damn. Did anybody do it with the calculator systematically? What did you get?
I got A.
You got A? Oh.
It's B.
Oh, but some other people were just as convinced and got a different answer. That's somewhat upsetting. All right, let me just mark this down. So about a third thought two. And it was just the three of us then who got A. Two people with a calculator and me. Okay, all right.
Don't you divide the sum by 5 and then you get that remainder?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then it should be 0.
Because you're saying the sum of these numbers is divisible by 5.
Yeah.
Well, I guess except the people who are saying...
It equals 0.2, so yeah, pretty much.
No. 0.2 would be a remainder of 1.
Really?
Yeah. So one of the people who agreed with me definitely got it wrong. That's not looking good for me. All right. Well, we'll get back to that. I wonder if I'm doing something systematically wrong. All right. Well, we'll go back and look at this in a little bit. Yeah, there are two other problems that we'll try. I think we'll intersperse them with the class a little bit. So you can switch the clickers off. We'll get back to that a little bit later. Does anybody remember exactly where we left off? Did we do this slide already? My computer's memory overflowed and I had to reboot. So we're talking about the topic that we're going to talk about for a while now are decision problems on lists. We've got a list of numbers and we're going to answer some kind of yes-no question about the list. And to do this, since a list consists of more than one value, it's not just a single variable, but it's actually a list, a whole set of values, we're going to need things like loops to go through and systematically check all the different items in the list. So this is really our opportunity to look at very simple lists for a bit. So did I show you this one?
Yeah.
All right. And we found the 83. And did I show you the scratch code? Okay. All right, so this is a loop that will do the right thing. We'll actually run through all the elements of the list, and for each one, it asks the question, hey, are you 83? Are you equal to X? And if the answer is yes, it just says right away, it says yes, and the thing ends. If not, it just keeps running through the list until it falls off the end of the list, at which point it says, I didn't see it there, so the answer must be no. So that's what this loop does, and it translates fairly well into common English. It's what you do if you had a big set of things and you had to check them all. You have to just keep repeating. Is it this one? Is it this one? Is it this one? All right. So now we're back to this problem. Is the sum divisible by 5? So here's what I'd like to do. Well, here's a concrete example. Let's do this one and see if we come to some consensus on that. I'm going to try my way again. So what's the remainder? You have one?
I got 4.
You got 4?
Yeah, 1.
I got 1 this time.
1.
4.
Is that more of a consensus? I don't have to click it in. How can we check that? All right, well, so let's talk about how do we figure this out? Sadly, we're not figuring it out very reliably, but how do we figure this out? So I assume some people have calculators out, or they're chatting with other people, I can't tell. Give me an algorithm for doing this. So here's the problem. How are you going to solve it? Yes?
Just add the second digit.
The second digit. Oh, I see. All right, hold that thought. Let's do the most naive algorithm. The algorithm that literally answers this question. So you just add the list of numbers, which you could have a calculator and just type them in, plus, plus, plus. And then you end up with some big number with a whole bunch of digits. Probably, you know, like 4 or 5 digits. Did anybody actually sum these up? Like how long a number do we get?
3 digits.
Really? I guess these are... It's like high 3 digits? Oh, okay, all right. So close to 4 digits, but not quite there. All right. So, and then what do you do? What do you do? So now you've got the sum. The literal thing to do at that point is to do a division problem and see what the remainder is. And in this case, you got
117.2.
What was the remainder?
1.
So the remainder would be 1, right? So it goes some multiple of 5. Well, so we'll tell me the number again. So we'll write it down. This might actually be helpful in making it concrete. All right, so you summed up all the numbers, and the total you got was 851. All right, now again, being completely literal about this, we then say, oh, we need to know the remainder when we divide by 5. That means we do a division problem. We say 851, how many times does 5 go into that? So we go like 1, which is like 5, subtract, that's like 3, carry down the 5, that's like 7, 35, that's 0, carry down the 1, that's 0, 0, so that's our remainder. Remainder 1. It's not divisible by 5, but it's 1 off from that. So if we ask the yes no question, is this number, or is the remainder 0 when we divide by 5? Is this divisible by 5? We'd say there's a remainder, so the answer is no. So that was our procedure, right? Add numbers, divide, look at the remainder. If the remainder equals 0, say yes. Otherwise, say no. Okay? So that should be the literal, direct, most, you know, kind of, I don't want to say obvious, but kind of this, just directly interpreting the question and then executing that. Does everybody see that? Agree? We're good? Yeah? Okay. All right. So, and it's not a bad way to solve it. You can solve it. You have to look at each number once. You have to start adding. And potentially these numbers can get sort of biggish. But it's not horrible. But it is a little hard to do in your head. Did you use a calculator? Yeah, all right. It's a little hard to do in your head. It's a little hard to do really fast, especially if you're, you know, thumping into the calculator. So what sort of things can we do that would get us the same answer, but maybe with a little bit less work? So now you can fill us in. So what was your suggestion?
You just add the numbers in the ones place in order to get.
So you just throw away everything except for the ones digits.
Yeah.
And then what do you do with those?
And then, like, say it's like 81.
Okay.
Answer. You only look at, like, what's in the tens. Like
the ones place.
The ones place.
Yeah. The other 10.
Since like 80 would be divisible by 5, it's only 1 more to ask.
All right, and if you had gotten like 86,
then it would be 1 also.
Then it would be 1 also, because 6 is like 1 by 5.
It repeats everything.
All right, very good. All right, so algorithm 1 was had 3 steps. Add all the numbers. And then look at, then it was divide by 5. And then, I guess they all, I'll just say check remainder. So by checking the remainder, we're saying if it's 0, you say yes, it's divisible by 5. And if it's not 0, then you say no, it's not divisible by 5. So that was the straightforward algorithm, but we have a simplification of this that actually throws away information, so you're working with less information, but it doesn't throw away anything that's important for getting the right answer. So do you know what the sum of the ones digits are, or should we do that?
51.
No, because you didn't add in 5 to 0, right?
Yeah, well, we did a little different.
Okay, so if you just do this, okay, so algorithm 2 says that what we're going to do is we're going to add the ones digits. And then, actually, we don't even have to do the division. We're going to then look at the ones digit. And we'll say, if that is 0 or 5, we'll say yes. Else, if it's 1, 2, 3, or 4, 6, 7, 8, or 9, we'll say no. All right, so in this case, we add the ones digits here, we get 61. We get 61. And looking at the ones digit, that's a 1. Interestingly, that was the same ones digit we got when we summed up all the numbers, maybe not surprisingly. And then that gives us the answer we want. Now, why is this a better algorithm? Why does this get us the answer somehow better or more efficiently? Well, you like this. You want to justify it?
It's a lot easier to add.
They're smaller numbers. Yeah, they're a lot smaller numbers, so you can just add them as you go faster, less to hold on to. You could potentially do it in your head. again, my head is very, very small, and so it wouldn't actually, I can't quite do this yet. We can do one more algorithm on top of this that's even a little bit easier for people like me. But why does it give us the same answer? Well, what about this last step? When you look at the ones digit, why don't we need to divide the number by 5 and see the remainder? Why can't we just look at the ones digit? Why does that tell us the remainder? Yes.
Because all tens are divisible by 5. So the
So maybe the way to think about it is all tens are divisible by 5. That's true. It's not clear why that quite gives a complete story, though. So I think you need to say a little
40,
more.
Like, if you're 40, it's going to be the same as if you have 80, as in terms of being divisible by 5.
Sure. So I guess the issue is this. If we have a bunch of numbers, we'll say A plus B plus C plus D, and at the end, we're going to divide them by 5 and check the remainder. Actually, I'll write it this way. Mod 5. Okay, so mod 5 means we divide by 5 and take the remainder. And so this is the same as if we do all of the math on numbers that we've already done the mod 5 on. And then we take mod 5 of that whole sum. All right. So what this is saying is that if you have to sum up a bunch of numbers and then find out the remainder when you divide by 5, you could just sum up pre-take the remainder of all the numbers, which in this case is not quite the same as taking just the last digit, but it's very similar, and sum up those pieces of them, sum up those remainders, and then look at the remainder of the sum of the remainders, and that gives you the same answer as if you had looked at the remainder of the sum. So if you have, let's try this with a less obvious case. Let's take a number. Actually, if you can be ready on the calculator, I'm going to need your help. So here's a number that I'm just going to make up: 2, 7, 1, 9, 3, 5. All right. Here's another number. We're going to add that to 6, 5, 3, 2, 2, 2. All right. So let's say we're going to find out what the remainder of the sum of these numbers is when you divide by 7. So we need to sum up the numbers and then see what the remainder is when you divide by 7. So 7, 5, 1, 5, 2, 9. Okay. So what is the remainder of this giant number when you divide it by 7?
2.
2? So you're saying 9, 2, 5, 1, 5, 5 is divisible by 7? All right, so when we, this is, it was 2 mod 7. All right, so now let's compare this to what if we had done the remainder stuff in advance. So what is this guy, remainder, when you divide by 7? Six. All right, and the other one?
3.
All right, so I'm claiming that this long number, if you're just going to be thinking about what's left over when you divide by 7, it's really the same as 6. And this big number, it's really the same as 3. So let's just add those up. What's 6 plus 3? 9. See, it's the same. Wait. 9, what's 9 mod 7? What's the remainder if you divide 9 by 7? It's 7 with 2 left over. Or it's 1 with 2 left over. It's 2. Right? So it's actually the same. And I didn't